Well, here we are, everybody. You hear the music. It is Friday. And it's time for our Friday edition of your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. He's back, the one, the only realty expert, Adam Helgeson. We're going to talk with him right after this.
Real estate can feel a lot like this, but you should expect more when you're buying or selling a home. You should feel taken care of by someone who can turn jitters into awe. Someone with the tools and knowledge to help you find the one or sell yours.
We'll take it.
Someone who can make real estate feel less like that and more like this. That's Home Services. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, we are back. Realty expert Adam Helgeson. Hanging with another round of applause in the house. Been a couple of days. How you doing today on a good Friday?
Doing good. Another day in paradise.
Yep. Big plans for the weekend. Man, the weather is starting to really look good.
Yes, I get to start 5 weekends in a row of traveling volleyball.
Awesome. Where are you traveling to this weekend?
Alexandria.
Oh, yeah.
Then Fargo.
Okay.
Then Aberdeen.
Oh, boy.
Then Fargo.
Yeah.
And then I think the last one's in Sioux Falls.
Maybe? Oh, well, not so bad, but...
No, it's...
Yeah. No fun in the sun going to, like, Florida or California or anything.
No. But then we go straight into spring travel softball.
Oh, so. Boy. Yeah. Oh, you know, but that's part of having kids.
It's fun.
Yeah. So, enjoy it while you can, man.
And making my own schedule, too. Like, I love the Bemidji tournament because I always get an Airbnb.
Sure.
And I bring my boat with, and we go down a couple days early right on the lake. And just
it ain't all about the kids.
Oh, exactly. You got to have a little fun, too.
Sure you do. You know, with this beautiful weather, I mean, man, you think about what we had last week compared to what we're looking at now going into the weekend. There's the spring market. I mean, I'm sure it's got to start jumping again. It's that time of the year, but...
It already is.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so to get ready for the spring market, maybe you want to sell. Are there things somebody should be thinking about? How do you prep? How do you get ready if you want to sell your house in probably one of the busier times of the year?
Yeah, the biggest thing you want to look at, especially, you know, the exterior of your home, is to make sure it qualifies for all the different types of financing. FHA, you know, the VA, the veterans loans, the if you're in East Side or rural North Dakota, it doesn't work in Grand Forks proper, but there's the USDA loan, which is the zero down home loan. All those government-backed loans, the house has to be in good condition. No flicking, peeling paint, all that type of stuff. So I actually have a house in Crookston under contract, and they're using a USDA loan. Well, the garage looks like complete ass.
Okay.
So guess what I did all day yesterday?
Oh, boy. Yeah,
Had my professional paint sprayer and just gave it a shot of white.
Yeah.
Fixed a cracked window, and there's a piece of siding missing, so popped a new piece of siding in and, you know, made sure that it was ready to pass when the appraiser decides to show up, that everything was in place and it's ready to pass for that USDA financing.
So what did the people that own the home do while you were out there doing all the work? Just sit and watch TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
The husband scraped the garage and everything.
So he
got it prepped.
Okay.
So, you know, I wasn't going to make them.
Sure.
The husband wants to learn. You know, so.
Oh, he's just not a very handy guy.
No.
Okay. And you know, I've now that I know you good enough, Adam, and you've been doing this podcast for a long time, what you just said you did all day yesterday, fixing windows, painting, all that kind of stuff, you would think a lot of people would think to themselves, well, that's not what realtors do, but it's sometimes that's what a realty expert does, though. I mean, that's just what you and your crew do.
I'm all about helping and making the house. You know, I have a vested interest in the sale of your home. You know, just like I had another guy, kind of off topic about prepping your house. But kind of what realtors bring to the table is he was going to sell it for sale by owner because he bought for sale by owner.
Okay.
Because the house he was buying, the guy wanted nothing to do with an agent.
Okay.
And then a younger couple, it was their first time selling. He's like, God, I don't know if I want to deal with this. You know, he was going to market it for $260, hope to get $250. I'm like, that seems light. After he talked to me, I listed it for $289 and we sold it for $311. So he almost left $61,000on the table.
Yeah, but don't want to deal with any realtor.
But yeah, but he was going to save a percentage. So we do bring expertise to the table to help you. you know, another one too. They were going to sell their house in Larimore. Wanted me to come out and look at it. It was about this time of year, and I, you know, the husband was fixing up the inside. Husband was a contractor in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. It was a rental property, and I said, "Hey, everything looks great, but here's what I would do." They had a little white picket fence going around it. They had some flaking paint. I'd like just shoot that white quick. The fascia on the eaves mm-hmm. of the house. Mm-hmm. He just popped up the steel to cover up the flaking paint or whatever, and just cleaned up the outside. They were hoping to get like $65,000 for it. I got him 120.
Wow.
Because now it qualified for this type of financing, and we actually had it a USDA buyer buy it.
Okay, so now you go back to the Crookston story. The guy didn't even want to use a realtor, but people like that story right there. A lot of people don't realize what's all out there, and if you just do and you know, do the little bit of work, do the prepping, get your house ready, you're going to have way better odds of selling it because then people can take advantage of these different programs.
Correct. If you don't, you're limiting your buyer pool
sure.
by, you know, I don't know, because otherwise you have cash or conventional.
Yep, yep.
You know, and there was another agent we're closing here in May. In the remarks, she put cash or conventional only, and it was out in, where the hell is it? Newfoundland, Minnesota.
Okay, yep, yep.
And my buyer wanted to use USDA or FHA, and I went and looked at the house, and there's nothing that was wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
Vinyl siding, vinyl windows, nice shape. And the homeowner was just not knowledgeable on, he's like, I don't want the government in here inspecting my house. I'm like, it's not, you know what I mean? I said, I guarantee this will go smooth. And I had to fight with him and the other agent to let my buyer, and praise, everything was great. Mm-hmm. No repairs needed. He's like, man, this was really smooth. I'm like, oh, yeah.
You Isn't that what to I be. Told you?
Yeah. But his agent was like, no, you know, I've been doing this 20 years. We don't want to deal with this. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, how many deals have you done in those 20 years?
Since? Right.
You know, it just doesn't make sense. I said, this house is perfect. You're mm-hmm. so.
Newfoundland's a nice little area up
it
there.
It is a nice little town.
Yeah. Yep.
So, but yeah, just getting that stuff done, cleaning up the outside too, you know, don't have junk and stuff laying around. Mm-hmm. When people pull up, that's first impression.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
So, clean up the yard. I always talk about water mitigation, especially in the spring. You want to look at your house, make sure the dirt is sloping away from your house, not towards the house. A lot of people can't understand that,
right.
You know, where all the rain and snow hits, comes down. If the ground is sloping towards the house, it pushes all that moisture right along your foundation. And
right
down,
yep.
Why is my basement getting wet?
I'm like,
hey, jackass, you know what I mean?
Look at the little river you have along the side of your house there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that type of stuff. I know I point that out to my clients when we're walking around the outside. I'm like, hey, you know, you'd want hauling grading.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you can say, hey, I bet you there's water issues downstairs. And sure enough, we get downstairs and you can see, you know, seepage marks and
sure.
stuff. So
sure.
But at least it's easy to explain why it's happening.
Right, right.
Right.
There's no guessing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So just doing that type of stuff, prepping it. Now, you know, maybe you get up the pressure washer. Give your house a rinse, all the dust and dirt and stuff from the winter. Just making it look nice. Open windows. A lot of people have been cooped up all winter.
Yep. Get some fresh air in there.
Get some fresh air in there, especially if you have pets.
Yeah.
I went and looked at an estate house in East Grand Forks. They just want a cash offer from investors. They don't want it on the market. Beautiful house out on the point. I walked up, I'm like, wow, this is nice.
Mm-hmm.
But then you walk inside, and it hasn't been touched in probably,
oh boy,
15 years.
Yeah.
There was holes in the carpet where it had been run through and dogs running around.
Oh boy.
And just the smell like punched you in the face when you walked in.
Oh man.
And they even had windows open.
Yeah. Oh boy.
So they were not happy with our valuation.
Sure. Well,
but on the inside, you're going to have to probably put $100,000 into that house to make it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Market value again. So,
man.
But it's kind of crazy what people live in. So, but other things to do. Like I said, on the inside, cleanliness sells.
Mm-hmm.
So declutter. It doesn't, I don't know, people always say, well, take all your family pictures down. You don't have to do that.
No, you want it to make it look homey too, don't you? Is that the right word, homey?
Yep, you want people to be able to walk in and be like, I can picture myself living here.
Right, right.
You know, my first house, my agent loved me because every time there was a showing, I had a wood-burning fireplace, so I'd always start a fire in the fireplace, and then I'd have cookies in the oven or something. So they would walk in and they'd hear the crackle of the fire and smell the fresh cookies or the pot roast or you're whatever.
Thinking, man.
You know what I mean? And the house was always immaculate. And she's like, this is going to be easy.
Yeah.
You know? And it didn't take long.
Didn't smell any dogs or cats. And
no, I had a big Great Dane too.
Yep.
So,
I mean, all you got to do is clean up. It's not that hard with a dog.
Also, clean up the outside.
Yeah.
I walked out. I was doing a video tour of one in town and I walked in the backyard. And I stayed on the patio, but the grass, it was solid dog shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
so I tell people my yard, it's not a yard, it's a dog pasture.
Yeah, I but I've never seen this much poo in one area.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, the guy in the camera, he's like, what is that? I'm like, they have dogs. He's like, is that all shit?
Oh, yeah, Well, like in my house, my dogs, for the most part, go far away from my house to poop. I mean, I got 6 acres, but my neighbor's dog liked to come and poop right in my yard. I mean, right outside my window. And so with the neighbor's dogs, I mean, we've got like 8 dogs running around out there. Yeah. And of course, nothing's been touched all winter. So now as soon as I get back from vacation next week, gee, that's what I get to do. 5-gallon buckets full.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun.
So luckily my dogs, my little English bulldog, I always did it, but now I got that new pup. And she's kind of following suit. They go out, and they always poop within 2 to 3 feet of the fence.
Nice.
So, they go right along the yard, so they know the kids are out playing and stuff. All the poop's along the fence. So
and it's easier to clean up.
It is.
Yeah. Yes. So there are things that you need to be well aware of. If you want to start showing your house or sell your house this spring, remember, like you said, first impressions are big.
They are. But the biggest thing, I'm going to repeat again, I'm going to sound like a broken record, is get that outside done.
Mm-hmm.
I have another house, 601 Cherry Street. It's been on the market for almost 9 months, and they keep telling me, why doesn't it sell? I'm like, because it doesn't. It's a nice house, but everyone that looks at it wants to use, you know, FHA financing, and it doesn't. So we just got to quote the $3,000. So here in a couple of weeks, where the painter's going to come repaint the whole exterior in the garage and everything. To make it work. And
Not only to get in on these other programs, but that first impression, if people are driving by, they see the first sale sign on there, get a hold of Adam Helgeson, the Berkshire Hathaway, and they drive by and go, I don't even want to stop and look at that. Even though it could be a hidden gem once you walk in the door, but you got to walk in the door.
Oh, wow. Very, 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 very correct.
Okay.
So
prep your house, get it done. If you want to sell it,
call me.
Get a hold of you. How does somebody get a hold of realty expert Adam Helgeson?
The best way is my cell phone. You can always reach me on that. The number is 701-317-1750. You can check out my website, homesbyhelgeson.com. Lots of info on there. Or you can call any of us real estate experts at Berkshire Hathaway at 701-746-0303.
Awesome. We will see you in a few weeks. Drive careful this weekend, my friend.
Yes, will do.
All right, there you go. Adam Helgeson, he's your realty expert with Berkshire Hathaway, and that is your Friday edition of your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. We'll have another one for you next weekend. Until then, have yourself, or next week, until then, have yourself a great weekend.